Welcome to another amazing episode of the Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Okay, welcome everyone to another very exciting episode of Path to Podcast Success. I have a guest here with me today that I have a feeling, I think this is going to make a really good addition to the show. I'm sure all of you listening kind of hear, I am recovering from a slight cold, so I'm a little bit stuffed up, but that will not stop me from hosting the podcast because I love doing it, and especially when I know I have a lineup of incredible guests like the one I have today. So I would love to welcome to the show, Marty Ethier. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. So nice to be here. I'm excited.
I am excited too. So I like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is by making sure that everyone listening is on the same page and they have the context that they need to get the most that they can out of this conversation. So for those people, go ahead and tell us, what is it that you do?
By trade or in the box, I am a mental health therapist, but I've kind of been a bit of a hybrid. So I took my mental health training, therapist training, and in that training, we had a module on physical wellness, and I got a taste of somatic therapy, which is body-based focused therapy, and I pursued that type of therapy along with coaching. So I kind of have this hybrid going on that I do for people where I help them become these sovereign, empowered beings through getting to know themselves beyond the personality or the body or the concept of who they think they are. And we do that, ironically, by going through the body.
Okay, cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, nice. And so you're an entrepreneur, you're doing this, you discovered, you know, coaching and these different forms of healing and health and all that kind of stuff, and you combine all of them and you have a business. Have you always been an entrepreneur?
For a long time, yes. Various different trades, but if I didn't own the business, then I would be consulting or contracting. I've worked so long under my own guidance that I think it would be really hard to work for a company again. Yeah.
I've kind of made myself unemployable at this point, and a lot of entrepreneurs are the exact same way.
I get that. You know, when you look at institutions and big corporations, there's very little room for brilliance, for deviance. Yeah. It's about policy and procedure. And you know what? We are these magnificent, wild beings that have these wonderful ideas. And to cage them into cubicles, it suffocates the life out of us, I think.
I think you are very much correct. I mean, especially in corporate, I could talk about this all day, but like honestly, if you're an employee at a corporation, that corporation probably doesn't really care about you. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. I mean, you quit or you miss enough days, like you're gone, you know, and they just hire someone else to replace you. Like that kind of sucks, you know?
It does. You're a number, right?
Yeah.
And in that place, one of the things I remember hearing quite young was, if you're working for somebody else, you're trading your life, your time to make them money. And I was like, that doesn't work for me, right? And in that place, I totally cling to the words of Maya Angelou that says, do what you love and success will follow. And success doesn't always interpret or translate into millions of dollars, but it does translate into quality of life. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, it definitely does take money to have a high quality of life. But the funny thing is that being an entrepreneur also, not only is it more fulfilling for, you know, the soul or, you know, whatever like that, but it also, there's no ceiling on the amount of money you can make. So, like, absolutely, there really is no, like, no doubt, you know, there's a lot of upsides.
Oh, there is. And oftentimes, it's true, being an entrepreneur, quite often at the beginning, it's quite difficult because you're doing everything yourself, right? And in that place, it might seem difficult to make money. But the energy of the vibration that you're giving off because you're doing something that you love, that resonance goes out into the universe and it will bring abundance. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, 100%. So tell me a little bit more about the work that you do. Walk us through kind of what it looks like. Give us a little bit of a more of a clear picture on, like, you know, the transformations you lead people through.
Okay. So my work has actually transformed. Like, as I said, I started off, I was going to be a mental health therapist, and that's what I was doing. I did the somatic training as well so that I could really help people who've experienced trauma, right? And in this place where I was helping people to work through their body, I discovered something else. So over the last year or so, quite often when I'm working with clients, we'll be in their body and they'll be doing exploring and they will actually connect to, and depending what your belief is and your verbiage is, they connect to either their guides, their higher self, or the universe, and they get information that literally speaks to them about what is happening in their life and their problem that they're experiencing. And it allows them to completely see themselves differently, as it breaks this idea that they have that they are a victim, and they actually understand that they're part of something much larger. So that's just part of what I do and what has been happening. That was not at all sort of how I started, but I just sort of seem to be a conduit that allows that experience to happen for them.
Okay. That's pretty cool. And so I know oftentimes as coaches and leaders, right, we teach what we most need to learn. So is this a process that you yourself have been through? And is that something that helped inspire you to take this and then help others with it?
Oh, that's a amazing question. Cause yes. When I got a hold of that somatic module when I was in college, something inside of me spoke really, really loud. I understood right off the bat that I had this intuitive gift. I could feel what was happening in somebody's body moments before they were able to even detect it. And it freaked me out a little bit. So then I decided to become a patient or a client of somatic therapy to actually see what this is all about. And I had my biggest transformation in my spirituality when I started doing that kind of work as a client. And as soon as my life started to shift dramatically and things and abilities started to open up, I was like, ooh, this is the key. This is the key. And I immediately started integrating it into my current therapeutic practices.
Okay, nice. So like you experienced it, you saw this, and you were like, okay, this is it, right? This is the thing. Let me go ahead and dive into this. So when you say therapeutic practices, so did you like, so are you like licensed as a therapist then? What exactly? Because I know there are a lot of different like ways and, you know, different definitions exactly. And things like that. So
So I have the full education. I don't have a license with the governing body because certain things that I do in my practice is against their policy and procedure, right? Again, we're talking, and I believe that most of their policies, their procedures, their, as they call it, code of ethics, are important. They're necessary. However, some of them are a little bit outdated as we start elevating in consciousness. And for the very fact that I am an intuitive and I hear and see things and I'm told things, if I was licensed under the governing body, I would not be allowed to share those things with my clients. And that's part of what makes me very unique and what I do very unique. And so I'm not registered. I am fully accredited, yes, but not registered. I took 3 years of college, and then I did 2 years of somatic trauma experiencing. So yes, I am trained. There's one thing I would like to add, if I can.
Yeah, do
about
it.
About your previous question, where you said, you know, we quite often teach what it is that we need. And I'm going to say one of the most rewarding things about doing what I do is the universe and its beautiful benevolence brings me these amazing people, these clients. And every single time I will be sitting across from somebody and they will bring up something. And in the session with whatever we're discussing, I always receive what I consider to be a healing or a teaching. And it's that beautiful reciprocal thing, right? We're always the healer. We are always the teacher. We're always the teacher. We're always the student. And that has been my experience. So I say, you cannot help others without receiving that yourself, if you're open.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely love it. That's the thing, right? I mean, we never want to hire a coach without a coach. You don't want to hire a podcast producer without a podcast. You don't want to hire someone who's helping you through an emotional transformation if they themselves have not been through a powerful transformation in their own lives. And I think that's one of the best ways to learn and get experience. And like, I mean, again, I would want someone helping me to have gotten help themselves and been through that whole process themselves as well. Because that's the only way you can truly understand.
Well, unfortunate. I had a very traumatic childhood, and my early adulthood was not much better. And so when I help people through body trauma, I know because I've been there, and it's not just something that I've read. And that's one of the things that my clients, and I'm sure everybody's clients, pick up on, and they'll say, you know what, I can tell you didn't read this in a book. And I think that's so important, no matter what area of life it is that we are working in, is to be relatable, right?
Exactly. I love it. I think that's amazing. So I am a big fan on the podcast of actionable advice, right? I like it when people can take things from this and use it. Because I hate it when I see people who, you know, read a book a week or whatever, but if they don't actually do anything those books tell them to do, then like, what's the point? You know what I mean? And so I try to be an example of that on the podcast. So let's say someone is listening and they're kind of intrigued about what you're saying, and maybe they've had struggles themselves and they're really unsure about how to move forward, or if there are things holding them back from creating a business or starting a podcast or whatever it may be. What would be one piece of actionable advice you could give that they could use to begin to kind of move in that direction and begin the healing process?
Oh, I love that.
Besides, of course, working with you.
Yes, of course. Now, I would say one of the things that we really disregard in that journey about where we're going to go, what are we going to do, is the wisdom of our body, right? We try to think everything through, whatever, and yet there is wisdom in our body. It's the communication device we have with the universe. And so I would suggest to people, if they are wanting to do something, make sure that it's something that their heart and their soul wants to do, not just something that they think they want to do. And to spend moments of quiet, stillness in contemplation and connection with themselves to actually feel that this is the direction they want to go, because the information that comes to us in those quiet and still moments is profound.
That is something that I think a lot of people need to really internalize, because few people take time to actually be with themselves.
It's scary. That's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, right? Especially if they are someone who, you know, unfortunately may have been through some traumatic situations and would very much benefit from working with someone like yourself, then like being with yourself and being alone with yourself. I mean, that's difficult, you know?
Well, it is, because, well, most, so society is very heady, right? We think. And we've thought so much that we think ourselves out of what we truly feel, right? So for the average person, they don't even allow themselves to fully express whatever emotion comes to the surface. So if we aren't even really knowing what our emotions are and what our emotional state is, how do we really know what we even want?
Exactly. Like it's difficult to be with yourself and really feel into that, but it is also absolutely necessary. Yeah.
I agree.
Marty, I think we could probably talk about all of this for hours, but I want to make sure I respect your time and the time of our listeners. So I want to say thank you for coming on the podcast today and giving us a little bit of an insight into you and into your work and into all the things that you are doing. And for people who are interested in you and in the work that you're doing and they want to learn more about it, where can they do so?
Oh, well, they can. I do a couple of vlogs a week on Facebook under my name, Marty Ethier, and Instagram under Shifts in Perspective.
Okay, there we go. I'm gonna have all that linked up in the show notes. I encourage everyone listening to check that out in more detail. And again, Marty, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.